All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you tonight, Monday, March the 20th, to our commissioners' meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order by asking Mayor Connors, if he would, to give us an invocation and lead us into the pledge. Would everybody please rise?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight to thank you for allowing us to rise early this morning, thanking you for your protection of last night's sleep as well. We ask you now, Lord, as we go forward, that you would give wisdom and knowledge unto our commissioners, as well as give knowledge and wisdom to the county manager as he go forth diligently doing the work that you have called him to do. We ask you to bless us tonight as we sit and listen and obey according to your will. We ask you now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to bless. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor. At this time, I would like to ask, does any commissioners have anything they would like to add or change on the agenda for tonight? Okay, Mr. Davis, what about you?
I have one item, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like removed from the agenda tonight. It's on your regular agenda. It's item 11. The county planner was to appear to request the board approve amendments to the mobile home park subdivision and airport land use and height restriction ordinances. We have noticed that there's still some language that needs to be addressed in those ordinances, so we're going to pull it to a later date. That's all I have, though, Mr. Chairman.
Pleasure to the board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve the agenda with the change of marking out item number 11. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, carry. All right. Next item on the list is I need a motion to approve the minutes from the March 6th meeting. Regular scheduled meeting we had on March 6th. I need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Sorry. I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign, carry. All right, now I need a motion on the minutes of the retreat, March the 10th.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, carry. Okay, that moves us down to the consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Before you move into the consent agenda, there was one typographical error that I'd like to point out to the board, and thank you for Commissioner Branch catching this. Item number 4, the approval of a budget amendment for the library system to purchase new shelving in the amount of, that number should be $58,392.08. There was a couple of extra zeros added to the end, but it's $58,392.08, and they will be utilizing non-recurring state aid to public libraries funds for that purchase.
Motion to approve with the correction.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion to approve the consent agenda with the correction. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry. Okay, that moves us in to item number 1, public comment. Do we have anybody?
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
Okay, thank you. Anybody that came in late, didn't get a chance to sign up? All right, I'm hearing nobody walk forward, so we'll move on to item number 2. Ms. Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
First up is to hold a public hearing for Ms. Victoria Brinson. She has chosen the name Monroe Moore Lane at the 200 block of Henry Middleton Road, Warsaw Township.
Okay, I'm going to go into the public hearing. Anybody got any comments they would like to make towards the naming of this road? Lane, excuse me. Last chance? Okay, hearing none, we'll go out of the public hearing, back into open session.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the request from Victoria Brinson to name lane the 200 block Henry Middleton Road, Warsaw. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay, brings us to item number three.
Need to request a public hearing to be held on April the 17th for New Beginnings Construction at the 245 Wagon 4 Road, and they have chosen Annette Lane.
Pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the public hearing on April the 17th. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried. Moves to item number four, Ms. Kennedy.
Need to schedule one also on April 17th for Ever Alvarez and Eric Alvarez at Rosemary Place off of Rosemary Road, and they have chosen Alvarez Drive.
Pleasure to board.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve another public hearing on April 17th for Ever Alvarez.
Alvarez.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Brings us to item number five, Ms. Kennedy.
Also on April 17th for Wilfredo Ortiz Chacon at the 200 block of Bennett Scrooge Road in Glisten Township, and he has chosen Elsa Durante Lane.
Y'all heard the request?
And I hope
I did a motion.
Right.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second for the third public hearing on the 17th. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that brings us to item number six. I don't believe Mr. Martin is here. Mr. Davis, would you like to take the floor for it?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Martin Towery of Revenge Rough Stock Rodeo Company has requested from the Board of Commissioners to hold the exclusive right to organize, promote, and conduct rodeos at the Duplin County Event Center. Mr. Towery is currently giving up 10% of his ticket sales to the county in order to gain this exclusivity. He also pays for half the cost to move the dirt in the facility, take the dirt out of the facility, and the county retains all of the concessions from that event. So it is a moneymaker for the county, and I'm recommending that the board grant exclusivity to the Revenge Rough Stock Rodeo Company.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve. Open up for further discussion. Nobody else has any discussion. I don't see in this motion that it's for 1 year. Am I missing something?
The contract would state the term, which would be for 1 year, but if you'd like to add it to the motion, I'll be more than happy to put that in the minutes, Mr. Chairman.
Fine with putting it in the minutes for a year?
Yes.
But I know that was a discussion. I just realized when I was looking at the motion, it was not in there, and I just wanted to make sure we were all clear.
So
it now will say that he has approval for a year, correct?
For 1 year from March 1st, 2023 till February 28th, 2024?
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay. I like to put dates when I say 1 year. We need to define where the year starts and ends.
And let me ask, because since I'm the one that brought it up, I know it's March the 20th tonight, but we can grant him the time that we need to grant to fit in the window, because my understanding is there's a window of events, spring and fall, for this activity. And so, you know, while we've got it on the floor, we can correct and fix. Instead of saying a year, we can we can put the dates in to cover the spring and the fall time period, if you know what that time period is. I do not. I just heard of it.
Indoor events with dirt inside the arena have to take place in January and February normally, because there is a window. It takes a few days to get the dirt in there and get it leveled. And then after the events, which we usually have the rodeo and the monster truck shows back to back on the dirt, and then we remove the dirt to have other events like the Blue Brewing Q and the concert that we had a couple weeks ago. You can't have dirt in there during those types of events.
So if I'm, what I'm taking from that is the dates that you give us would be very acceptable by Mr. Martin.
Yes, sir. They would.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you. That moves us to item number 7. Mr. Kenny Barton.
Good evening. We had a request from the bailiffs and some of the other court staff at the courthouse here for a need for an ATM in the parking lot, and in your packet should be an aerial view of where we're looking at putting that ATM. We've gone out and done a site assessment of that. We would only be taking up 2 parking lots there. We would actually be utilizing the ADA parking spot that is currently in front of the DuPage County Jail office, the Sheriff's office there. They would just stripe for the crossing to come across there as a runway there, so we won't have to take up any more parking spots. Looking into this, it would be very beneficial for not only employees, there's about 600 employees within about 2 blocks of there that are either already members or eligible to be members. And so we would like to propose that State Employees Credit Union put a ATM there. Again, that's a safety issue, the way people coming out of the courthouse to go across Main Street to get money out of the ATM over there at First Bank. We would eliminate that. We would pay $200 a month for a lease, do it on a 5-year option. So 5-year lease with an auto renewal for another 5 years. From there, but we would be responsible for all the maintenance. The county is just leasing us that location, so the expenses would come on us, so we wouldn't be asking the county for any funding for that.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve. Now open up for discussion.
Yeah, let me interject for 1 second here, Commissioners. As the motion reads in your packet, the last 2 lines there say, and to further authorize the chairman to execute the necessary lease agreement associated with same upon review and approval by the county attorney. I would ask that we amend the motion to take out that and just put a period after approved by the chairman. The reason for that is that leasing property under 168-272, what we've got to do is go through a process where we've got to publish the intent to enter this lease. And then once that has been published for 30 days, then you all will come back by resolution and authorize the manager or you to actually execute the lease at that point. But we've got to go through that process before we can physically execute it.
The person that made the motion, are you in agreement to that change?
Yes.
Second. Person made the second in agreement. The change, okay.
Mr. Chairman, I need to point out that I am on the board at the credit union, so I kind of want to distance myself from this. That's why I wanted the chairman to work with Mr. Barrett on all these documents and the negotiations, if there are any, where it's to be placed.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry. Just contact me, we'll work through.
So do we need to come back and
There'll be a resolution that's adopted by the commissioners, and whether that's requires, whether I'll defer to the chairman as to whether he would like you to come back, or if that's something that the resolution can just be in the consent agenda. I guess we can cross that bridge.
Once we see it,
that's right.
Okay. We'll let you know.
All right. Thank y'all.
Thank you. We appreciate you being willing to work with us. I think it'll be a big asset to people in the county, especially the people that are at the courthouse. All right. That brings us to item number 8. Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appear on behalf of our Maintenance and Facilities Director, Mr. Norwood. He would like to contract with Baker's Lawn Care and Maintenance to provide weekly mowing, weed eating, and trimming of all grass to include in and around ditch banks, buildings, fences, utilities, and other structures for county-owned property in the town of Kenansville. In addition to putting out pine straw at the locations which are listed in the contract in attachment 1 for a duration of 8 months from March the 1st, 2023 through November 30th, 2023 for a total cost of $53,123.81. Mr. Baker is currently has the contract, and this is a 1-year extension of his contract, which was allowed in the original contract.
Pleasure to board. I got a motion and a second to accept Mr. Baker's proposal of $53,123.81. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. All right, that brings us to item number 9, Sheriff.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. I'm here to request that we reclassify the SRO position to that of lieutenant over the SROs. The school board has already approved the increase in salary on 2/8/2023. It will not cost any to the general fund or ballots for the county itself. And also, right now we've had a recent retirement. Sergeant DeWitt, she retired from the jail a few months ago. And we also have Captain Hanchy and Lieutenant Denise Mitchell. They can retire within the next 2 years. So what we've done is we've moved a sworn position over to the jail. It's the first sergeant, which that's not going to be an increase in salary. It's just a reclassification to first sergeant. But we were requesting that Sergeant DeWitt's position be switched over, reclassified to a sworn position, so we can move that over to the courthouse. And that should not cost any increase on salaries for the county.
Number 9 and 10 together.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want, let's back up and do them individually?
Yeah, let's do them separately.
Which one is number 9?
Okay. Number 9 is the reclassification of the sergeant non-sworn position from a 64 to a 65.
Okay.
Okay. So, the board, that's what's on the, that I'm looking for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to approve the request for the reclassification of the jail sergeant non-sworn position at a grade 64 to a jail first sergeant sworn position at a grade 65. Any further discussion?
Is this first sergeant position that you're reclassifying your sergeant position from, are you giving up? You're taking a non-sworn position, turning it into a sworn. And my understanding is that person is already on board at the current salary of that grade 65.
The sergeant who was transferred over from the courthouse to the jail, they didn't get a salary increase whatsoever, and we just reclassified them, renamed them to a first sergeant. And their pay is staying the same as a sergeant.
But where that position that person is vacating will then be open, correct?
Yes.
With the intent to refill, or?
Right now we would like to refill and have a sergeant at the courthouse, but at this time with recruitment, I mean, we've got open positions in almost every division. But long term, we would probably need another sergeant, because We had a lieutenant and two sergeants at the courthouse. Now we only have a lieutenant and one sergeant.
Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right.
Thank you.
Now let's do number 10. Okay.
That's the SRO.
Yep.
It's covered on this.
So I need a motion to approve the reclassification of the deputy sheriff number 2 SRO position to a lieutenant SRO position. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
I got a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Further discussion?
I just like to know what's the difference.
In the actual...
I mean, is it the deputy sheriff 2 position, is that a sergeant? I mean, I don't understand the classifications of the positions.
Right now, he's a deputy 2 just because of his years of service, but we have gone to the school board, and they're going to compensate that difference between his base salary as a deputy 2 and that of a lieutenant. So it's not going to cost anything, but long term, once we get a full SRO division, he would actually be a first line supervisor. He wouldn't work a school. Currently, he is working a school because we're short, but he would go and fill in and be a liaison officer between the school board and the SROs.
So it is a added position once you get staffed, or?
It's not. It's what we're doing is reclassifying that deputy 2 and just turn it into a lieutenant position. That's it. We're not adding another position on to the SROs. But he'll be in a supervisor role instead of a SRO working in the school.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, the contract that we have with the school board calls for 15 funded positions. So he's not increasing the 15. He's taking one of the deputy 2 slots and making it a lieutenant. So he'll still have 15 positions. And we give the school board they pay us to fund the positions, the salary, benefits, and equipment.
Is the effort, Sheriff, to bring about accountability in terms of having someone in the role to manage and answer all questions as far as the day-to-day activity, as far as SRO?
Yes, sir. And one of the challenges we have right now, we have a captain, but he's got 3 other divisions, so he can't concentrate totally on SROs, which he does work a lot with the school board. But if we have a lieutenant, he'll be that first line supervisor to do day-to-day operations.
Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, you got both of your requests, right, Sheriff. This the first time you've been to us since you've become a sheriff?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you hit it out of the park.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, can I add 2 or 3 more requests?
I just want to tell
we're in a good mood.
Don't get used to it. Yeah. There may be a foul ball next time. Thank you, Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
All right, that brings us to item number 12. Twig, I did do it, Mr. Charles.
Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm preparing, appearing before you for the consideration of CDBG grant, and what that is an annual grant by the North Carolina Department of Rural and Economic Division. Development Division. It's a 100% federal cost share. Duplin County submitted an application back in September, just prior to my coming on board with the county, and it was awarded in the amount of $617,222 for 5 residences spread across the county, some to be rehabbed and some be reconstructed. And the contract tonight is with Insight Planning. They are the firm that actually found this grant, proposed it to the county, did the application for the county, and we think they're an excellent fit to continue to do the administrative activities in the cost of $61,722, which is 10%. So 90% of this will go to the citizens of Duplin County, and they will perform all the administrative activities to comply with the grant and deliverables according to the federal law.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the contract for the grant administration services for the county's 2022 CDBG Neighborhood with Insight Planning and Development LLC. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Good job, Mr. Rowland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That brings us to item number 13, Mr. Scotty Sumlin.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Board of Commissioners, thank you guys. On behalf of our Economic Development Commission, we thank you for your support. I'm here tonight to talk briefly about something I've discussed earlier, and I hope maybe this might be the last time I have to come this on this particular subject, but it's a good thing. It's the North Carolina Commerce Industrial Development Fund Utility Account Grant Award and Acceptance. The Economic Development Commission, on behalf of the county and Air Park, the Industrial Park Business Center, has applied for and received preliminary approval for a grant to extend utilities necessary to, for future development of the industrial park. The grant amount is $2,750,500. A previous state allocation provided to the county of $1.5 million is serving as our match. And as is explained in our application, the full application requires the governing body's approval of the subject resolution accepting the grant award. That's what you have in your packet tonight. And I'm here to request your approval of resolution approving NC Commerce Industrial Development Fund grant for air park development, extensions of water, sewer, and the access road.
Okay, y'all have heard his request. What's the pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Good job. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Approved.
Thank you.
All right, that brings us to item number 14.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to request for you all to approve a project ordinance amendment for the Aging and Veterans Service Center. The request is for $2 million, having difficulties, $2,030,778 to start the project. And the funds that will be used, the revenues to fund this project, will be a transfer from the capital reserve that has been set aside from a previous grant several years ago, which is $30,778, and a state capital infrastructure grant that we received last fiscal year for $2 million. And this project ordinance has to be in place for us legally to be able to expend funds for this project.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to authorize project ordinance to establish a project the budget for the Senior Services and Veteran Services Center project. We discussed it at our retreat, I'm pretty sure. You know, but is there any more details that need to be discussed on it?
At this time, this request is not asking you to set aside any other fund balance appropriated from the general fund. So the project is being authorized just based on the current budget that I have right now.
So we're basically authorizing you to spend the $2,030,000.
Yes, sir, and that's it. So I will have to come back at some point in time once we receive additional plans from the contractor to request some type of support depending on what the final project estimated project cost is.
So right now we're looking at, excuse me, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You good?
Yes, sir.
So we're looking at the $2 million from the state and the $2,030,000 from the county. Still falling shy of what we spoke about in the retreat being the five. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is. But that's the only funding that I have authorized at this point in time. But we have contracts in place with the contractor. So legally, we have to have a project ordinance in place to be able to pay the invoices for, to that contractor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
But we're not authorizing the other.
Not yet. No, sir.
Yeah.
We will amend this project ordinance at some point in time once we have the opportunity to discuss the plans in detail.
Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Carried. Thank you.
Do you have the time for me to give you just a brief audit update after speaking with the audit partner? Is it okay?
Commissioners, you want her to give us the update?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. So as briefly as possible, Mr. Branson and myself have made contact on several occasions with our auditor, and they have not responded. Mr. Branson himself called the audit partner for the firm. So this is a partner in the firm, and she finally responded by email today and agreed to get on a conference call with me this afternoon to discuss why they've not been responding. So they let us know today that the audit manager that we were working with that was not responding to my emails no longer works for the firm. And they, the best way to describe it is the audit partner is now having to take over and go behind that person and figure out what has been done and what hasn't been done. She did speak with me today to let me know that there were three areas keeping her from completing the financial statements. One was the fact that the prior auditor's final numbers did not match the published audit, so the backup paperwork they provided the current auditor did not match exactly what they published in our audit. The second issue was GASB 87, which is lease accounting, and I just updated Mr. Branson after reviewing my notes. I've actually completed a majority of those journal entries, and I have a little bit of work to finish on that, but that will be done tomorrow and submitted back to the auditors timely. And then the last issue would be the schedule of federal and state revenues. We're required to do that if we receive over $750,000 in federal funding, and we do. So it's just an extra schedule that's in the audit that goes by each type of revenue and explains exactly what department from the federal state that money came from. And so that's required for the audit. I was requested of that information from the prior audit manager in November, and I completed it while they were here in the office and submitted it back to them. So she's going back over that and will submit it back to me if she needs any additional information on that schedule. Then the last thing she stated was that she had to go back through the paperwork, and on Friday she would be providing me with an additional list of any other items that they needed from our office to be able to complete the audit. I asked her what the reasonable expectation at this point in time would be to be able to turn the audit into the treasurer's office, and I asked if April 30th would be reasonable for them, and she said yes. She relayed her apologies that she typically has a larger hand in the daily operations of an audit this size, but she's been out of place because she has been out on maternity leave, and so she's not been able to be as involved as she normally would, and she did not realize at the time that it was not moving forward as fast as it should have been, but she has promised me that it will be done by April 30th. barring her going behind the previous person and seeing if there's any issues that she can't resolve timely. So do y'all have any...
When is our current contract with them? I mean, what they have until when to have it submitted under the current last amendment we did?
The last amendment would have been February, and I shied away from signing another one because I could not get solid confirmation from the audit manager when they would have it completed. So we finally got the response today from, like I said, the partner that's actually a partner in the firm that will be handling our audit going forward.
And just food for thought, I don't know what the other four commissioners think, but this was due in December, correct?
Yes, sir.
And
yeah, December 1st.
Yeah.
So are they willing to write a letter on behalf of the county to the state stating that it's not our fault it is late?
The letter will be addressed to me as the finance officer for the county because I have to respond to the treasurer's office. And it will be notated in my letter to the treasurer's office along with the backup documentation that I have in writing on the correspondence with the audit firm. I can certainly ask them. She was very apologetic. I think she'd probably do everything she could to help, but when it all comes down to it, they request the response from the county, not the auditor.
Did she by any chance tell you when the person that we were working with left?
She did not give that time, but I think it was as early as last week, just from some of the researching that I have done online today.
So his leaving is not the reason we don't have it?
No, sir. To be completely honest, I have been CCing the audit partner since December because I was not receiving timely response from the audit manager. But at this point in time, I'm trying to keep a friendly relationship so that we can complete this timely and work together. And then she and I will be talking about communication going forward before we sign our next contract.
So what you just said in terms of being kind to work through the process, so I take that and I could be off, but we don't have a lot of leverage.
No, sir, we do not.
It's kind of at their mercy as to what takes place, and we got to be nice and ride it out.
We have to work. What's in the past is in the past at this point in time, but we have to work together, and she seemed to be willing and apologetic. And I believe her, and we'll see if the proof is in the pudding by April 30th. But we, on my end, everything that they've requested of me, we are handling immediately.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
If I remember correctly, we're limited to how many firms are available to do this in North Carolina, correct?
Yes, sir. We do a request for proposals, so it's whoever responds to those requests is who are willing to accept the engagement with our county. And last year alone, across the state, they lost 9 firms that were willing to do municipal and county audits because they have become so complex and time-consuming and expensive for audit firms to do it, unfortunately. So I've seen quite a few listserv requests for audits this year, and at least 2 or 3 places that's had to make a second audit request, RFP for audits, because they've just not had any response.
Has Plan Nice proven in your circle of conversation to be beneficial to everyone?
At this point in time, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, you got to start over.
Yes.
Just wanted to be sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
But we will be setting an expectation for how they should respond timely to us going forward, or there'll be some type of discussion, and you'll be made aware of it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Thank you for the update.
Yes, sir, no problem. Thank you.
All right. That brings us to item number 15, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I have just a few announcements for you tonight. I think I sent you an email. The University of Mount Olive School of Agriculture and Biological Sciences cordially invites you, the Board of Commissioners, to the ribbon cutting and open house for the North Carolina Tobacco Trust Fund Commission Agricultural Commodity Building that the university has constructed on their George R. Carnegie Jr. student farm. It is located at 408 Garner's Chapel Road, Mount Olive. It will be this Wednesday, March the 22nd, with light refreshments being served at 11 a.m. and the ribbon cutting to take place at 11:30. I wanted to remind the board that this Saturday, March the 25th, the Blue Brew and Q will be held at the Event Center. Gates will open at 10:30, and the festival will be held rain or shine. There will feature bluegrass bands, local North Carolina breweries, wineries and distilleries, and barbecue. Also this Saturday, Faison is having their Faison Farmers Parade. The Faison Improvement Group, or FIG, a nonprofit group, is sponsoring the parade with the town's support to honor all the farmers in our area and promote Dupin County's agricultural heritage and culture. Parade lineup starts at 10 a.m. on Elias Street in Faison, and the parade actually starts at 11 a.m. I wanted to remind you that you have your next commissioner's meeting will be April the 3rd, and the next morning, April the 4th at 7:30 a.m., you will have your joint meeting with the Board of Trustees at James Brunt Community College. It will be held in the Zeddy Brinson Williams building. And I will send a reminder of that to you. So that's April the 4th at 7:30 a.m. I think Dr. Carraway and the Board of Trustees will be presenting their annual budget request to the county. Just a reminder, I will be out of the office the week of April 3rd through the 7th. But George will be in place and will be running your meeting and will be going to the joint meeting on my behalf. One other item, the 2023 North Carolina Association of County Commissioners Annual Conference will be held August 24th through the 26th at the Raleigh Convention Center in Wake County. Now, this year they have a hotel block at the Raleigh Marriott City Center, so they're saying that the hotel rooms shouldn't be as hard to come by as they have been previously. But I just wanted to kind of get an idea from you guys, either tonight or in the coming weeks, who wants to attend the annual conference so I can get you a hotel room. And they're going to open the room block in mid-May. So does anyone think they will be attending? Commissioner Branch, Commissioner Dow, and if the rest of you can work it into your schedule, I'll be glad to register you and also get you a hotel room or just registration if you don't want to stay. The August the 24th through the 26th. It'll be held in the convention center downtown. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Davis. I want to just make a couple announcements myself, if I may. Weekend before last, we had two U8 teams, West Duplin and East Duplin, that went down to the playoffs at Moorhead, and West Duplin got first place and East Duplin got third place. They were playing in the West Duplin would have played this weekend in the state championship. I don't know, I hadn't heard from anybody how they did. I don't know, do you know of any chance, Mayor, because they're basically they're being based out of Warsaw. Okay. I mean, it was Warsaw Wallace team, but Rose Hill team, but like I said, the coach was out of Warsaw, so I didn't know if you heard. Likewise, this weekend, our Duplin County U8 team was runner-up for state championship basketball, played in Rocky Mount, and that's the reason I hadn't heard about the other one, because my granddaughter was playing in that, so you know where I was.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know our youth are very active. I was really proud last weekend when, you know, we played the weekend in Moorhead, and of all the teams represented, Duplin come in first and third. That says a lot for how we're supporting our kids here in Duplin. And all these youth programs are just a great opportunity to have our young people learning teamwork, fellowship, and working together. And, you know, I'm proud to see that we have a lot of volunteer parents mostly, but people that are willing to sacrifice their time because, you know, it gets to be a lot of time, you know. And, you know, I didn't realize, and I'll be straight up, I didn't realize how much time it took until my grandchildren got involved and, you know, I started following it. And, you know, somebody's really working at this a lot of nights and weekends to be able to get us to a championship level. And so, you know, I just wanted to be on record thanking our recreation departments and the people that volunteer for helping have our kids in some organized sports versus them out on the street. So,
I think this is, isn't this the league that all the municipalities are representing?
Yes.
Yeah. I think this is the league that Green Evers was alluding to, that they wasn't able to get into it last year or this year. And I used to umpire and referee these sports. And at one time we had Diane McNamara as the recreation person in Duplin County, and we they kind of looked forward to us leading the, you know, bringing everybody together and leading the charge. And that was in all the sports, all baseball, football, baseball, softball, basketball, soccer. So I'm just making that point.
Yeah, we eliminated that position several years ago. I mean, that was before I got on the board, but there, that was a position that was held up in the county that got eliminated, probably budget restraints a long time ago.
And to piggyback on what both of you guys said, I look at it as a great opportunity to add to the fact that sports and youth recreation is so essential to building relationships throughout the county. And to hear both of you speak of it, it is refreshing to know that we've come to a point and a season where our young people, as well as our seniors, can come together to unite and talk about the different things that's going on. But I hope for the day that we as Duplin County will have facilities right here in the county to showcase all those talents in one location like some of our surrounding counties have as it pertains to a sports complex. These are areas where you really can build together and grow together. So to know that in the light of, in the spirit of supporting our young people, instead of having to drive to Rocky Mount, Mr. Chair, maybe we can have something here in Duplin and have all those counties come here. And I think that would really tie into other opportunities here in the county. So again, I'd just like to say good for the young people. Thank you for the sharing of the championships that we're winning. And hopefully that opportunity will present itself where we can build together that opportunity right home so we can bring our young people continuously and our seniors together to talk about how we continue to move Duplin County in the right direction positively. So thank you guys.
Yeah, and since we're talking about, since I don't really say much, I sit down here and listen mostly, but I had about two or three children in the last 2 weeks ask me where something in Duplin County for the kids to go to as far as a countywide. And, you know, the two members that I know that actually participate in their children's lives that's sitting on this board is Mr. Garner and you, Mr. Chairman. So that's
don't
a testament.
Don't leave me out. I'm waiting to adjourn so I can go to T-ball practice.
Well, hey, I know you had children, but you're right. I leave you. And Wayne, he got to go walk his little friend. Yeah, but anyway, I appreciate, you know, you gentlemen being involved in your children's lives, so that's something that we can be proud of, that we actually have members that actually participate in their children's lives that's involved in these sports. But that's something that when I first came to Duplin County, the first thing I looked for was a county facility to go, you know, because everywhere I've ever lived have had some type of county facility, and there was not one here. And I did get in touch with Ms. McNamara, and the reason she left us is because they brought her position up every year. That's the reason she left and went to Wallace Rose Hill. So we need to keep that as a thought process if we ever get into that situation again.
Hint, hint, Dr. Summer.
All right, any other, thank you. Any other comments? All right, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second to adjourn until April the 3rd at 6 o'clock. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, thank y'all.